Number three, you're looking for leaders. If you want to build a large network marketing organization that will generate wealth, you must find leaders. For example, if you want to have a team of 1,000 people, then you don't go out and try to find 1,000 people on your own to join your team. What you're going to do is you're going to look for 5 leaders that will build teams of 200. I hope that makes sense because it's just that simple. And how will you build teams of 200 is your leaders will look for 5 people that will build teams of 40 people. And then bam, just like that, you'll have an organization of 1,000. Know and understand, though, that this will not happen overnight. The people that you're looking for are those needles in a haystack, and they're not easy to come by, so this will take time. But listen, this time is going to pass anyway, so you might as well spend it working to build wealth. Some people don't get this concept. I can't tell you how many times we've done trainings and we walk into the room and we begin to talk about numbers and the faces begin to daze off and people begin to look amazed and their jaws drop when we talk about the sizes of the teams for the top producers. The expressions on their face say, "Oh my God, where am I going to find all these people?" Well, let me tell you how you do it. You do it by looking for leaders. You've heard the question, how do you eat an elephant? And the answer is one piece at a time. Well, for us in this industry, it is one leader at a time. You're going to find some quality leaders that are going to be your tried and true people who will work the business with you or without you. And that's what you're looking for. Understand, leaders are special people. Oh, yes. And when you find one, get ready because they're going to blow you away with their energy and their production. They will outproduce you and they will outshine you in the business, and you will love every minute of it. Leaders are dependable, available, accessible, and have resources and skills to make it happen. Some people are going to come into the business as natural born leaders, and for those folks, you'll want to get out of their way and let them shine. And some are going to come into the business and you'll have to usher them or mentor them into leadership, and your role is to do that for them. Either way, you're looking for leaders because leaders are going to help you build that large team. And that's secret number 3.